basically a rent to own lease option that you would do is probably somebody that may not have not even bad credit, but they might not even qualify for a loan. Maybe they're self-employed and they just don't have the right papers.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, this is Javier, your host of The Naked Truth About Real Estate Investing. And in today's podcast, I am going to talk about multiple exit strategies. All right. So multiple exit strategies, what does that actually mean? Look, so when you go buy a property, if you have multiple exit strategies, it just protects your ass, right? Maybe the market starts to tighten up and the values start dropping or something happens, right? Shoot, COVID hits, whatever it is, right? You know, pandemic or whatever the heck's going on. If you have multiple exit strategies, you can actually, you know, exit your property and maybe not lose your shirt or get caught with your pants down. Okay. So how do you get multiple exit strategies? Well, hopefully you got a good purchase price from the beginning. If you get a really good purchase price from the beginning, then you have even more exit strategies. Let's say you happen to pay retail, right? Because that's going to be, okay, let's talk about if you got it at a discount, right? You can do the BRRRR method, right? Buy, repair something, refinance, redo, you know, rehab, something like that. BRRRR method. It's called the BRRRR method. Okay. Basically, you buy something at 50K, you put 20K in it, it's worth 100. The bank gives you 80, and now you made, you know, 10K in your pocket, right? And you have a free property. That's basically the BRRRR method, right? You buy it, and then you fix it, and then you refinance it, and then you repeat it. Okay. So one of the best strategies, right? You can turn around and you can try to flip it, right? Because you got some equity in there. You can make some money if you flip it. All right. So, but let's just happen to say that you bought a retail price. You got a mortgage on it. You bought a house for 100K. You got a mortgage on it. You gave 25% down. So you gave $25,000. Okay. You're in it for 25K and you got a 3.25. Shoot. Say you got a 4% interest rate. Okay. And your payments, I don't know, $800. I'm probably off on that. Okay. And your payment is $800. Now, a couple of exit strategies. You can hold it and for rent for a long time. Say the market rent for that area is $1,100, right? So that means you're going to cash flow $300. You can hold that puppy for 5, 7, 10 years. Mortgage gets paid down. Hopefully you get an increase in rent every year. Sell it, right? Exit strategy. You made money, you know, hopefully renting it some money. And when you sold it, it appreciated. Mortgage paid down, you made your money, okay? That's one exit strategy, right? Another strategy that you could do is you can actually do like an owner financing, right? Or like a rent to own a lease option, right? You got to check your states. They're all a little bit different. If you start Googling lease option, rent to own, there's so much stuff out there, right? You can basically do that stuff without any money. It's pretty damn crazy how you can do stuff like that. But yeah, you can find somebody, right? Go on Facebook Marketplace, put it on Craigslist, shoot, put it on Zillow, say, hey, owner financing available. And you say, hey, the house is, you bought it for 100 grand. But if somebody goes to buy a TV at those rent centers, those rent to own places, and they go buy a Samsung TV and you go to Walmart and buy it for $1,000, in one of those stores is going to cost you like $1,300. Plus, they're going to give you monthly payments with like 30% interest, like super expensive. And you end up paying like $5,000, you know, for a $1,000 TV, right? So, I mean, there is a market for it. So it doesn't mean that they're bad people. They're going to like not pay your bill. We still got to vet them, right? But maybe they went through a divorce. Maybe they lost their job. Maybe there was some sickness in the family. There was some theft and they just fell into hard times and that's why they have bad credit. So basically a rent to own lease option that you would do is probably somebody that may not have not even bad credit, but they might not even qualify for a loan, right? Maybe they're self-employed and they just don't have the right papers, right? I mean, the right, you know, yes, paper trail, right? Basically. Or maybe you might find somebody who's just an immigrant to this country and can't get a loan, right? You know, you can figure that out, how to make that work. They can buy it through a company, LLC. Don't quote me on that. Go check with your professional attorney, CPA, whatever you got to talk to you about that. But there's a lot of different ways, a lot of different things you can do. This is what you say. 100K for the house. You say, hey, the house, you sell it for 115K. You go up a little bit more in the house, right? Because, you know, you can. And you tell somebody, hey, I need, you know, 30 grand down payment, right? So give me 30 grand down payment. So at least you make your down payment back. And then you sell the house to them at a 30-year mortgage at, you know, whatever, 7% interest, right? There's some rules in there, right? You can't go up so much. And if you have a lot of these type of houses, you have to get some kind of mortgage license. So I'm, you know, just check your states, right? But just say we're just doing one property. You can do it that way. Somebody can come give you $25,000, $10,000, $30,000 down payment, and then you finance the rest at a three. If you had a 3.5 interest rate, you can refinance at a 6.5, 7.5, whatever the limit is on somebody on the back end, and you can make the spread, right? You're making the spread. You make a whole bunch of money. Hopefully they, and you can do a balloon payments in 3 years. You got to get your own loan and buy this house. If you don't, then, you know, the deposit's mine, everything's mine, or whatever. Any way you want to do it, you can structure deals like that. Okay. So have multiple exit strategies, right? They can hold it for you, pay down the mortgage a little bit. You made some money. And if they can't close on it, I mean, man, $30,000 to keep from somebody, it's tough, right? But, you know, then you got to sell it to somebody else, or you go ahead and sell it at that point, right? Or you can just keep it that way, right? You can get a mortgage at 3.5% interest and sell it to somebody else for 7% interest and buy 10 houses like that or 20 houses. Why not, right? If you can do it legally, find out a way, contact your local experts. And if you can do it that way, why not, right? You kind of arbitrage, right? You're making the spread on that. So just multiple exit strategies, just about any real estate transaction out there. So just keep your options open. Don't feel scared or afraid, but the best exit strategy is going to be your purchase price. So hopefully you don't buy something at retail. You buy it at a discount. So there you go. I am Javier, your host. Don't lose your shirt or get caught with your pants down.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Make sure you follow me on social media, Instagram, javierhinojo.jr. Follow me on TikTok, just my name. I got some stupid dance videos. I don't know why I do that, but I'm there. YouTube as well. Just search my name. Facebook. Find me anywhere. The links will be below. I appreciate that. Also, leave a review. You leave a review, I'm going to put a drawing in. I have an off-market, how to find commercial properties off-market. And I have $1,000, and I'm going to take somebody's name from there. I'll do a drawing every quarter or so. And you have access to that training for free. It's a $1,000 training and you get it for free. Subscribe to the channel, take a picture, send it to us. Let us know that you gave us a great review and I will give you a shot at getting that training. So appreciate everybody listening. Don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.